David and Sonia, you know, the Lord is so good. He is so proud of the two of you. He says, you haven't misheard me. You haven't missed me along the way. And he says, I'm sorry. It's been so discouraging at times. And those that said they loved you were the ones, they said it with words while they had, you know, like knobs in their hands. They're like, oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah. I've learned from leading our church. We have people come and say, I know I'm supposed to be with you. When they show up, I don't even listen to it anymore. Just show up and be silent, and then I'll know you're with me. Don't tell me, because tell me means they're not staying. I don't know. But anyway, but the Lord says that in this season, I'm giving you a change of venue. That's very important. He says, I've called you to be key spiritual leaders in the city. It's not in the political, bureaucratic. It's in kingdom impact. Don't lay that down. You're called to be father and mother, one of the couples, one of the fathers of the city. That, you know, fathers are the gatekeepers, man. If we don't have the gatekeepers in place, the enemy has access to harass the people of God. So he says, you don't have to promote that. Just stand on your watch. But I'm going to give you some resources that you've been lacking. I'm going to give you some that will lift up your hands. I'm going to give you some that will be your armor bearers. I'm going to give you some that will be your covenant partners, some that will be in covenant. And it's like Moses, when his arms were weary, the enemy attacked. But when he had others lifting up his arms, it stayed the enemy. The Lord says, I've got others lifting up your arms, but I'm taking every bit of stress off of you, every bit of the fear of failing off of you, every bit of disappointment and discouragement and weariness. We're not quitting. We are advancing. And he says, if I have to carry you, I will. By the matter of fact, he says, I already have. So, but we're not staying in that place. This change of venue is very important. Then I heard him say this, I've given you a measure of authority as a prophetic couple. Use what's in your hand. Like Moses had a rod and he used it. I've given you a level of authority. Take your rod. Can you reach out, brother, and take that? It's not so much we're shepherds. That's the issue, is you're not shepherds, you're leaders. But it's you in a box that makes you do what they think you should do. And God says, I'm breaking that mindset. I've called you to be leaders. I've called you to be revolutionary leaders in a new way. But you're still going to use the rod of authority that I've given you. But it's not a shepherd's staff. It's a rod of authority to stand as spiritual leaders in the city. Whole different thing. Whole different change of venue. But he says, be more coming than going. And you haven't said that in a while. But also, don't compare yourself to anyone. And I'm bringing resources. It means I'm bringing personnel and I'm bringing help in finances. I'm sustaining you. But we're shifting from survival to thriving. Okay? I heard somebody say this the other day. You no longer will be tolerated. You'll be celebrated. That's key, man. And the religiousites that have tried to come against you, the Lord says, I will take care of them. The vengeance is mine. They touched the anointing on your life, and they're going to reap what they've sown. And if you just walk forward and smile and bless them that persecute you, I will take care of the rest. Don't speak a word to them. Smile and move forward. This is a season that God's going to put favor on you, and he's going to give you a new assignment. And that change of venue is important. I don't know if it's your meeting place or how you're doing it, or if you're going to move from one side of the town to the other. I don't know. I just hear the Lord say, change of venue for the two of you. But your legacy, your inheritance, matter of fact, he says you got to possess your inheritance. The enemy's tried to steal your inheritance. But he says over you, I'm giving you the anointing that the thief has been identified. Now, and the thief's been caught. Now take back what's been stolen. You hear me? You got to take it back. You got to pursue, overtake, and recover all. But you'll do that. And this thing, don't withdraw from connectivity and relationships with others, that because you have something for them and they have something for you. Okay? You can't withdraw. The enemy will try to isolate, divide, conquer. Don't disconnect. There's no shame. Matter of fact, the Lord's saying this. Nancy, would you go sit behind them for just a minute? Lay your hand on their shoulders for a minute. You know, Nancy has the same regional anointing that you do, only, but you know, and you do. You're called to be spiritual leader in the region over here, you and Bert. But sometimes, Nancy could probably think, I don't know if you've ever thought this, sometimes, Lord, it'd be better if I was a guy. Sure would be a lot easier than to deal with these religious people, you know? But you know what? You don't care anymore. Nancy doesn't give a rip anymore. So all I'm after is, I'm after the kingdom, and I know God put us in Dinuba to make a difference. What your spiritual watchmen here in the city. You have to pray in your region for the spiritual fathers and mothers to come into alignment. The kingdom will never advance fully because of the fathers to the children of the fathers. Now, that's not just a gender guy that has to be male. We need both. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I'd love to gather you as a mother hen would gather her chicks. Paul's telling, but you would not let me. Remember when Jesus said that to the Israel, to Jerusalem? And Paul says, we come to you. He's talking to, is it for 1 Corinth? I'll give you the reference later. About coming to the children, I think it's Corinth, as representing the mother heart of God. Mothers are very important. Now, not the ones that just take home and clean. I'm talking about in the spirit arena. That's what you're called to do here. But when he calls you, and actually you're being empowered, you're not called to, you're being commissioned to, man. When he does that, you know what he gives you? The authority to make it happen. He gives you apostolic authority, Nancy. You have apostolic authority. You know, like first apostles. You know, now, you really want to freak them out. You put apostle on a card. That will blow them out. You don't need to do that. It's a spiritual dimension to say, devil, no, we're standing against the hordes of hell, against the religiousites, and not anymore will you come through on this side of town, because you're over on the south side here, right at the city limit. Why? Right. You're the south side gatekeepers. There's going to be four or five other couples that God will raise up to possess in this region. Well, Dave and Sonia are called to have a similar impact in Fresno. And so what the Lord's saying tonight, son and daughter, I'm rolling the reproach off of you. David, here. The Lord's rolling the reproach off. So we're not looking backwards. No apologies required. No resignations accepted. No apologies. But you're a prophetic, equipping leader couple. And God's going to give you folks like her. You're going to be a spiritually active church, man. You're going to do more in a spiritual dimension than most anybody else, probably in Fresno. It's not about the quantity of people. It's about the impact of the Spirit. You're going to have a church that prophesies, that intercedes, that does exploits in the kingdom of God. That's your DNA. And God's activating that. So activate that in the three of them, because this guy is prophetically named. And man, you can just live in 1st and 2nd Timothy and know that God will give you the right Paul-Timothy relationship that will mentor you. But Timothy, you're not going to do it like Dad. You're called to be you. Timothy didn't do it like Paul. Timothy did it the way and know what Paul did? Empowered Timothy to be Timothy. We empower Timothy to be Timothy. But you get a double portion of what mom and dad got. Double portion. Elisha, double portion, Timothy. Not a double portion of the trouble. We don't want, because they're pioneers, forerunners for you. Or like a friend from Chicago, or probably the guys, Chris Vallotton's wild and weird, wild both. Somebody up there, or the guys in Chicago, our ceiling becomes our children's floor. as far as mom and dad go, that's your floor to go further. But we empower you. We roll the reproach off of you. We decommission you from failure, from weariness, from shame, from unworthiness. We repent to where other leaders have judged you and misjudged you, where they questioned your integrity, where they brought the accuser of the brethren against you. We repent. I stand on behalf of those leaders and repent and say, please forgive us. We know not what we do. They didn't know what they did to Jesus when they did. And we speak healing to the woundedness that happened as a result of that. And we decommission you from that, the plans of the enemy, and we recommission you to the plans of God as a prophetic couple that is, you're like us in Tallahassee. We don't come there as Pat. We come as a prophetic couple to change the city, as watchmen, and that's part of your, that's a big part of your purpose in Fresno. It's going to be different. It's not going to be a normal church. You already tried that. That didn't work. Why do that again? Was that fun? No, don't do that. But he's going to give you a family of believers that are radical, the Daniels, the Joseph, the Timothys, a young generation that'll be radical and do exploits. Amen? Now, you're going to do that as a couple, brother. And now, girl, you're going to, this lady is full of the Holy Ghost here, brother. She brings it. She prophesies. This is a team thing. Amen? But he says your inheritance is secure. Your children's inheritance is secure, and your legacy will be, well done, good and faithful servant. You did that which I ask of you to do. Amen? So we recommission you tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen.